Please rise for the processional hymn, number 838, Beautiful. Seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin to God and one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in captivity and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we might delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together in Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, our sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in our hearts through faith. Amen. Please rise for the invocation in the Kyrie. And it will be spoken. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. for the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. Our hymn of praise this morning is number 879, For the Beauty of the Earth. We'll do verses 1 and 2. The Lord be with you and also with you. Please join me for the prayer of the day. Almighty Creator and ever-loving God, we worship your glory, eternal, three in one, and we praise your power, majestic, one in three. Keep us steadfast in this faith, defend us in all adversity, and bring us at last into your presence, where you live in endless joy and love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. You may be seated.
The first reading is from Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne, high and lofty, and the hem of his robe filled the temple. Seraphs were in attendance above him, each had six wings. With two they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." The pivots on the threshold shook at his voice, at the voices of those who called, and the house filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphs flew to me, holding a live coal that had been taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. The seraph touched my mouth with it and said, "Now that this has touched your lips, your guilt has departed and your sin is blotted out." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and whom will go for us?" And I said, "Here I am, send me." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm is Psalm 29. We'll be reading it responsively. Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name.
Worship the Lord in holy splendor.
The voice of the Lord is over the waters.
The God of glory thunders, the Lord of the mighty hosts.
The voice of the Lord is powerful.
The voice of the Lord is full of majesty.
The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars.
The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon.
He makes Lebanon skip like a calf. The voice of the Lord flashes forth flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness.
The Lord shakes the wilderness with fish.
The voice of the Lord causes the oaks to whirl.
And stirs the forest air. And his temples all shake with glory.
The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. May the Lord give strength to his people. The word of the Lord. The second reading comes from Romans chapter 8, verses 12 through 17. So then, brothers and sisters, we are obligated not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if we in fact suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The gospel for today is the Holy Trinity is from the Gospel of St. John, the third chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with that person. Jesus answered him, Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above. Nicodemus said to him, How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, You must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit, Nicodemus said to him. How can these things be? Jesus answered him, Are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpents in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. It works when you threaten your family that if they don't come, you talk about them. At least the ones that are afraid, I guess. Today's sermon is based on the gospel reading, and it's taken from several authors' writings and sermons. It's the story of Nicodemus, a Pharisee, a teacher of teachers. The story begins by telling us that Nicodemus came to meet Jesus at night. The scholars give a lot of reasons for why he came at night. Some say his motive was to question Jesus on his credentials. Some say he came at night to avoid trouble, of being seen by others, who would then turn him in for meeting with a rabble-rouser like Jesus. One scholar said it demonstrated that Nicodemus' faith was immature, and it's actually an example of how we are not to be. I don't see it that way. I think Nicodemus is a lot like we are today. I mean, how many of us at one time or another are found ourselves in total darkness? And when I thought about that, I thought about the ice caves when they were still out there. And you'd take that tour down into the cave, and then the guide would turn the lights off so you could experience total darkness. Or if there's a total power outage and you don't have those battery-operated lights that kick on automatically in your house, it goes quiet, it goes black, and it's very unnerving. When no light can be seen anywhere, it's interesting how quickly darkness fills us with not knowing. When sudden darkness comes, we often stop. We freeze. We don't move, at least not at first. We search for anything that could help us find our bearing. I find that kind of darkness frightening, probably because my siblings took great pleasure in scaring me. I had one sister who would slowly slide out of bed. This would take her like 30 minutes to get from her bed across the room over to my bed and then suddenly put her hand up on the bed and scare me. The other sister didn't have that kind of patience. She would simply hide in the closet, and when you walked by, she'd jump out and grab you. I'm really surprised I'm not a mass murderer from sisters and brothers like this, but I'm not. I think darkness is scary. It's also humbling, and it makes us feel very vulnerable. It's no wonder Christianity speaks so negatively about darkness. Each would tell us nothing good happens after whatever your curfew hour was. Those of us who've walked in darkness know that God just doesn't show up in a burning bush or a pillar of fire. He speaks to us in stillness, in silence, and in darkness. So on that night, Nicodemus says to Jesus, "We know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs unless God is with that person." So what does Jesus do? He answers him with a statement that has nothing to do with a question and doesn't even make logical sense. It reminds me a little bit of my algebra class. I couldn't understand X, Y. Why are they there? Numbers, how do they change? Well, Nicodemus points out that he can't be born again. Jesus replies with a comment that makes even less sense and tells Nicodemus not to be astonished. Well, the astonished Nicodemus replies, "How can these things be?" And Jesus admonishes him by asking, "Are you not a teacher of Israel? And yet you do not understand." The problem with Jesus is he likes to give us the opposite of what we like, what we want and what we like, because he knows us better. When we want revenge, he puts the weapon of forgiveness in our hand. When we simply want peace and quiet, he calls us out to help our neighbor. When we want to celebrate the joy and power of trusting ourselves for a job well done and our ability to make it on our own, he puts us right back into the darkness, so we can be stripped of everything we thought we knew and trust solely on the love and care of God. We have to start again. It is only when Nicodemus lets go of everything that he thought he knew and stopped trying to make sense of the words Jesus spoke that the next words made sense. These words are the cornerstone of every Christian faith. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life." Did Nicodemus ever figure it out? Was he born again? The scriptures don't tell us. But Nicodemus does appear two more times in Mark's gospel. Once to stand against the Pharisees when they wanted Jesus arrested, and a second time when Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea were at the cross to help take the body of Jesus down. Nicodemus brought with him 100 pounds of anointing oil when only 2 pounds would have done just fine. The 100 pounds is hard to understand, but I think Nicodemus got it. I think his heart was so full of sorrow and love of Jesus, he knew he had to do something. And when you know that kind of love, well, 100 pounds makes perfect sense. Amen. Please. Please join us in the hymn of the day. It's 824, This Is My Father's World. Of the Apostles' Creed, and we'll also follow with the prayers of the church. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We come before the Triune God to pray for our communities, ourselves, and our world. Abba God, you have brought us into your family, claiming us as beloved children. Bless your family of faith with the gifts of cooperation and graciousness. Increase our hospitality toward all expressions of faith, and teach us to honor our shared humanity. Merciful God, receive our prayer. Your love and power burst forth in the flashes of lightning, the dance of the wind, and the deeply rooted trees of the forest. Sustain fragile and interconnected ecosystems that they may flourish for generations to come. Merciful God, receive our prayer. Give your blessing of peace to the nations. Shelter all who risk life and livelihood to protect others from violence, conflict, and injustice. On this Memorial Day weekend, we remember those who have lost their lives in war and conflict, especially those we lift up to you now in our own hearts. Merciful God, receive our prayer. You are a God of love, not of condemnation. Quiet the hearts of all who have struggled with shame, regret, or questions of self-worth. Teach us to forgive ourselves and one another. Restore wholeness to all who seek hope and healing. especially now to those we lift up to you in our own hearts. Merciful God, receive our prayer. Strengthen bonds between parents, children, and families of all varieties. We pray especially for adoptive and foster families, multi-generational households, and blended families. Grant gifts of nurture and patience to all caregivers. Merciful God, receive our prayer. The Spirit bears grateful witness to all children of God who now come into their inheritance among the saints. As they lived with hope in your gift of eternal life, so strengthen us in faith that we recognize your eternal presence even in the mortal life. Merciful God, receive our prayer. Receive our prayers, O God, and come quickly to our aid through the power of the Spirit and the love of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
And now please join me in the prayer that our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year, it is the Sunday of Holy Trinity. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday this week to Justin Kress, Everett Anderson, Keeslin Kendall, Kelly Long, Abe Boomer, Dan Landvik, Chase Woodworth, and Michael Bites. In the announcements, in your readings and prayers thing, we do have a couple extra things. Steve Blaker's viewing will be on Tuesday evening at the mortuary, and his graveside service will be held here at the cemetery, and then a luncheon will be held here afterwards. If anybody can help, let us know. Another thing in that announcement, it says next week is Reverend Phil Meisner. He was here a few weeks ago. We just haven't gotten it taken out. It's not going to be him. But I don't have anybody for next Sunday. If anybody wants to jump in there, now's your chance. Next Sunday, we will find someone to do that. Don't avoid me because I won't ask you. You have to tell me. But the rest of June, we will have Mother Leah Colville on the 9th of June, and after that we will have Father David on the next Sundays. So we won't have as good as Pat, but we won't have as bad as me. Apparently there's another announcement.
Yes, I need salads, so if I haven't talked to you, come by and see me. And the other thing is, I'm still trying to catch up on quilts. If you took one, I was, like, sick at home, so I never got to put it all together. So if you had taken one and you need to pay me, here I am.
Any other announcements? Okay, Charlie and Finn, we'll take the offering now.
Thank you.
Let us pray.
Blessed are you,
O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love. Through the one for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. And now, the benediction. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen, amen, amen. And our recessional hymn is number 164 in the other hymnal that's in your, the other songbook. 164. Pass it on. Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.